survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Daniel.
Some very simple questions can get you $10,000 and maybe a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander as well. So let's meet our families. First up, back for their third night, it's the Angeloni family. Angeloni. Is that the exotic way to say it?
You're doing it very well. No, that's the right way to say it.
So you do it for me.
Angeloni.
I love that. Nat, introduce us to your family once again.
We have my sister Emma, my mum Rosa, and my brother Andrew.
Lovely to have you guys back. And ready to take them on tonight, it's the Hocking family. I love Holmes. He goes, yeah, that's right, we're the Hockings. That's us, that's us. Yeah. We're a little excited.
That's true.
Who have you brought along with you to win some dough?
I've brought my beautiful sister Maddie, my other beautiful sister Georgia.
Lovely.
And my
third sister Paul.
Yes, that's
lovely.
Correct.
It's great to have the Hockings here, everybody. Team captains, let's play the feud. Righto. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you'd like to receive a gift voucher for. Nat?
Present.
Present. Let's see. No. Name something you'd like to receive a gift voucher for. Hayley.
A massage.
For a massage. Nice. Pass or play. Righto. Something you'd like to receive a gift voucher for?
A clothing store.
Let's see, clothing store. Nice. Hi, Georgia.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Good to see you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Any unusual talents?
Oh, well, we can make a human pyramid. So that's a bit of an unusual talent that we have.
What occasions do you bring on a human pyramid?
Anything.
We don't need one.
No, we don't need one.
So what, just a family get-together becomes an instant...
Schmozzle.
But yeah. Most people, just their family get-togethers are like sitting just around a dinner table
not
together.
The Hockings.
You, you sit on top of each other.
Exactly. Like nothing... We're not ordinary, we're extraordinary. The Hockings.
Yay. Yay for that. Yeah. Name something you'd like to receive a gift voucher for.
I like to go here. I'm going to go movie voucher.
Yeah, good choice. And are you on the very top of the pyramid always, Paul?
Always on the bottom, mate.
You're one of the foundation strong men of this family unit.
I started them off, so I've got to stay there.
Yeah, fair enough too. Something you'd like to receive a gift voucher for?
I think concert tickets, maybe.
Let's have a look at concerts. No luck, I'm afraid, but that's only the first strike. So, Hayley, something you'd like to receive a gift voucher for?
A holiday.
Let's see.
Change it up. I'm going to say shoes on the same sort of thing.
Give me
clothes.
A gift voucher for some more shoes. Second strike. Okie dokie. The Angeloni family, good steal, so they're going to have a think. Georgia?
I'm thinking a little bit outside the box here. I'm going to go like a music voucher, you know, like iTunes or Sanity. Yes.
OK, let's have a look. Yeah. Is that there? Yes, it is. Good girls, Paul.
Yeah.
Good girls.
I'm not going to say any different, mate.
That's right. I wouldn't either. Mm. Something you'd like to receive a gift voucher for?
A car voucher.
Yeah. Whoa! Ferrari! Oh, again, it's the second year in a row, Dad. No. Strike three. Angeloni family. Andrew.
I'm going to say food voucher.
Rosa.
Petrol.
Emma.
Department store.
Nat, one of those or your own. Hit me.
I'm going out on my own. I'm a little bit scared to do this, but hardware store.
Oh, yeah. I like this. You appeal to my senses. Do you appeal to the senses of 100 Australians? Let's find out. Number 7. Restaurant, nice. Or shopping in general. Well done. 82 points gets the Angeloni family off to a great start. If they win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home the brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk sensing headlamps, boy, don't we love those, and CVT auto with paddle shift. Now, for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. See how you go. Apart from a horse, name something you might see in a stable. We'll see you when we come back on The Feud in just a minute. Families could win $10,000 tonight. Now, before the break, I asked, apart from a horse, name something you see in a stable. The top answer was...
Hey!
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 Okay, that's really annoying. Emma, Maddie, let's play! Oh, we have fun at this show. Stop laughing so hard, Maddie. We surveyed 100 people. The top 8 answers are on the board. Name a common birthstone. Maddie?
Ruby.
Ruby. So we've had you on for, what, is this your 3rd night tonight?
It is.
I feel like we've got to know you guys pretty well. You're a lot of fun. We haven't yet won the $10,000, but that's maybe tonight. But one thing I didn't know about you, Rosa, was this extreme desire to swim in jelly. Why?
It would feel good. It would feel good to go...
I kind of see where you're going. I think it probably would feel pretty good.
No, because I'm a big chicken when it comes to anything, you know, out there and adventurous. So I'm just
hey, Rosa,
very low key.
That's pretty out there. You talking raspberry or lime? What kind of girl are you?
Probably, yeah, the raspberry. Mm.
That's the naughty flavour.
A common birthstone.
Amethyst.
The two boys on this side of the room go,
I don't know what she just said.
Andrew, you're probably about as good as me with this question. Name a common birthstone.
The only one I knew was sapphire. Is that correct?
They seem to think so. What about sapphire? Yeah.
Hi.
I think diamond.
Diamond would be a pretty epic birthstone.
I think so.
And it is. Are you into kind of this sort of gear, Emma?
What sort of gear?
But sort of birthstone-y, is it mystical?
Oh, diamonds, yes.
No, diamonds on that. You're a lady.
Yeah. Jewellery, yes.
Oh, my God, that is beautiful. Oh, you're actually
you.
Wearing one right there.
Yes.
Common birthstone.
Emerald.
Emerald. Yeah. Yep. Nice. Rosa.
Crystal.
Crystal. Let's have a look. First strike. Andrew.
That was mine. Gem. Is gem a birthstone? Gem.
Just a gem.
Oh. Second strike.
You are a gem, Andrew. For trying so hard and failing miserably. Oh. Good try. 2 strikes. Hopkins can steal. Stop him, Nat.
Cubic zirconia.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's a gem. Yeah, you know.
Ooh, 3rd strike. Over to the Hopkins. Hit me, Paul.
Garnet, maybe?
Yep. Georgia?
Canary diamond.
That sounds completely made up. Is that a real thing? Maddie?
I was going to say garnet also.
Hayley, yours to choose.
My idea was garnet too. Fingers crossed.
We're going with garnet. Oh, no, sorry, Hopkins. Angeloni grabbed some more points. Hey, hurting you, is it?
Yeah.
These are the remaining options. Number 8. Oh, of course.
Yes.
It is so. Oh, God, I knew it. 146-0, Hawkins, but don't stress because here we go. This will put a smile on your face. Double points time. Yeah. Yes! Yeah. 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 Rosa, Georgia, let's play. Let's make it a fair fight, ladies. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Other than something you eat, what gets hot in a barbecue? Rosa.
Your hands.
Your hands? Your hands get hot on a barbecue. Georgia.
The cooking stove plate.
Let's see. Okay, no, not the plate. Blokes, barbecuing. It's our thing, it's in our DNA. Born to do it. Since we're cavemen, starting fires, cooking stuff on it. Stegosauruses or whatever they ate back then. Maybe a Tyrannosaurus or whatever. It's a dinosaur. Shut up. Andrew, spatula? Gets hot when you're cooking?
Yes! Yes.
Spatula! First drop. Andrew? Nat.
Hi. Barbecue tools.
So barbecue utensils. Tools in general, the things you use on your barbecue. Yeah. Oh. Angeloni family. Okay, Hawkins, get set for a potential steal. Come on, Emma. Uh-oh.
Yeah, oil?
Ooh, other than something you eat, what gets hot on a barbecue? Pour out a bit of oil on there, it gets hot. Rosa, other than something you eat, what gets hot on a barbecue?
Apron. Because it's on front, in front
how do you,
of you.
How do you cook those? Medium rare or...? Just flip it over after 8 minutes? Just,
the heat comes up, just so when, you're hot. Yeah.
Once the blood starts coming through it, you just turn them over. I see. It's kind of acting as a shield between you and the barbecue. Yeah. Yeah. Righto. Sorry, Rosa. Hawkins. Paul.
Try again. Coals, I'm hoping. The coals and the barbecue. Yeah. Yeah.
See that, Andrew?
I should have said that. Come on, Paul.
Georgia?
I was going to say the gas.
Yep, cool. Maddie?
I was going to say the knobs on the barbecue because they get a little bit hot sometimes.
Can be.
If you're a little too close.
Yeah, I like to answer the coals.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're going with coals. Huggins wants some points with coals. Righto, it's 146-104. She's a tight one tonight. And if you can't get enough of this show, then find us on 10 Play, where you can catch highlights of the show and the bits that also don't make it into your TV episode sometimes. And they're a lot of fun too. Plus, you can play along with our official Family Feud game. Head to 10 Play, all the details are there. Triple points when we come back on The Feud, everyone. The carryover champs have the lead, but gee, not far behind them. The Hawking family are 104. It's a tight one. It's the family who gets to 300 points in this round. Could take home $10,000, and we're playing for triple points right now. So give me Andrew, give me Paul. Let's go.
Cheers, mate.
Two dudes. Two dudes in a shootout.
What a real one, Paul. Gee.
Wow, we've got our own little play going on here. Just focus on the red button, gents. That's all you need to do. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name the best tasting jam to put on toast. Andrew's first.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
Damn.
Inspired you to swim with sharks?
Oh gosh. Yeah, my dad scared me a little bit when I was a kid.
He said, how?
Well, he said that if you go in the water and then you're knee deep water, a shark will eat you. That's
in knee deep water.
Knee deep water. To this day, I don't go in the ocean. So I did that at Melbourne Aquarium. Wow. Swam with sharks at Melbourne Aquarium.
That's really facing your fear head on.
Yeah, and the Jaws music just was playing and it was... Yeah.
And you're going, well, at least I'm not up to my knees, I'm over my head, I'm going to be fine. good on Dad for terrifying you like that.
Yeah, he's
so
great.
Early on. So don't even go up to your knees because a shark will get you. Yeah. God, that's frightening. And how was the experience?
Terrifying.
Oh.
Terrifying. It was great. Terrifying.
Didn't cure your phobia?
No, still don't go in the ocean.
Okay, excellent. No. Nice. Best tasting jam to put on toast?
Raspberry.
Let's see. Yeah.
Apricot.
Yeah. Apricot always feels like your sophisticated condiment, really, isn't it? I don't know. My parents always had it. Just didn't get into it myself. Rosa.
Orange marmalade.
Orange marmalade. Oh. Let's see. Ooh. Andrew.
Blueberry jam.
Blueberry jam. Plum's good.
Fig jam.
Sorry. Is it a real jam? Yeah, or just a saying?
It's a jam.
It's a real jam.
I think so.
I'm really good jam.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Second strike. Hawkins. Good steal, so they're going to have a think. Rosa.
Quince jam.
Quince? What's a quince? Quince is a...
I've heard of it.
Okay. We're just recalling names. Quince, sorry, Rosa. Hawkins, Paul.
I'm thinking blackberry jam.
Blackberry, Georgia.
I'm going to mix it up. I'm thinking cranberry.
Ooh. Maddie.
I've had peach and apricot, and that was quite delicious. But, yeah.
So what a combo. Hayley, yours to choose.
I'm going to go with the old fella. Blackberry.
Let's hope this works, because that's otherwise really insulting. Yeah. Pump up the jam! And they do! The Hawkins become our brand new champions! Wow! Number 7. Mixed Berry! Righto, Angeloni family, Nat, Emma, Rosa, Andrew. We had so much fun with you guys. Not the $10,000, but you will be taking home $2,620 from your time in Fast Money. And you'll also be taking home a gift card for $1,000 from Webjet, Australia's largest online travel agency, a great place to compare and book the best domestic and international travel. So that's awesome for these guys and our brand new Family Feud board game as well. The Angeloni family. Thanks for playing, guys. Hawkins, let's go, Fast Money. Hayley and Paul, brand new champions. Maybe detect a little competitive streak in you, young lady.
Absolutely.
I thought so. You head back to our soundproof booth. You and I are going to shoot for $10,000 next in a segment we like to call Fast Money on the Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
The Feud, so let's see if the Hawking family can now win some dough. If you and Hayley get 200 points or more between you, you will win 10,000. Yeah, nice. Hey, that's why he's here. Hayley's in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers.
Wow.
Does she know she's being filmed?
Not me like that.
Is she?
She's fun.
I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer, okay? Yep. If you pass, we'll come back at this time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question. Are you ready?
Yep.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, Paul. Give me a reason someone might become famous.
Money.
Name a type of bear.
Koala.
Name something you wear every day.
Shoes.
Name something in your home that's round.
Sofa.
Name something you can get from the milk bar for less than $5.
Milk.
Not bad. Hammered it. Good job. Feel good?
Halfway there.
All we need to do is roughly get towards the 100 mark,
yeah,
okay?
Happy with 10.
Give me a reason someone might become famous, you said. Money. Survey says. 22. Nice. Great start. Name a type of bear, you said. Koala bear. Survey says. Six. Name something you wear every day, you said. Shoes. Survey says. 11. Name something in your home that is round, you said. Sofa? Just a gigantic circle.
60-something, my age.
Yeah. Sorry. Around 60 sofa. Survey says. Name something you get from the milk bar for less than $5, you said. The milk. Survey says. 30. Okay, 69. Hold my back. Take back the family. We're through the board. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I saw a lot of these. Yeah. Saw a lot of these in there.
That's how we do.
You need 131 for $10,000, OK? So a little bit of work to do. Only if I could read your mind right now. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Paul's answers? 25 seconds on the clock too. And the time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Hayley. Give me a reason someone might become famous.
Movie.
Name a type of bear.
Yogi.
Name something you wear every day.
Underwear.
Name something in your home that's round.
Fruit bowl.
Name something you get from the milk bar for less than $5.
Milk.
Try again.
Bread.
Excellent. Nice. Good. Good. Let's go. How'd it feel?
Good, feeling good.
OK, good. Give me a reason someone might become famous. You said... movies. Famous from the movies. Survey says... 12. Money was the top answer. Paul had that. Reality TV was the second top answer. Name a type of bear, you said.
Yeah.
Are you bear? Well, it's in the name. Survey says... Or brown, we were looking for. Need 119. Name something you wear every day. You said... underwear? Yes. Well, I should hope so. Survey says... 44. Well done. Name something in your home that is round. Oh. You said... Do you like that answer?
No, terrible.
Would have changed it in hindsight?
Yeah, don't know what to.
Tough question. Yeah. Survey says... Ball was the top answer.
Wow.
And second top answer was table. Need 65 from this last one for $10,000. Name something you get from the milk bar for less than $5. You said bread. Feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it a good answer? Is there 65 or more for $10,000? I don't know. Might get us close. Let's find out. Survey says... Now!
It doesn't get us close at all.
Lollies was the top answer. Not $10,000, but $10 for every